Just a little devotional tonight to turn your attention to Christ. When you recognize that our life comes at us unexpectedly and problems develop and we can't plan what those things are, let us remind ourselves that we are able and have the opportunity to come to Christ. Let me just give you three passages that will remind us of that. First is Psalm 23, verses 1 to 4. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. The King James margin says the Hebrew here is pastures of tender grass. You like that? Almost sounds appetizing. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Hebrew, waters of quietness. He restoreth my soul, indicating a damaged soul. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and this is literally, the word death isn't in there. This is literally a deep, dark shadow, a thick shadow, a thick darkness. This is the darkness that happened as a plague in Egypt. It's a darkness, a foggy darkness like we had this morning, where if you had a light that was, say, 10 feet away, it would be obscured, an opaque darkness. And so this is it's a scary time. It's a thing where you can't see ahead at all. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because even in that darkness, thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The rod and staff are tools of the shepherd for my discipline, but also for my guidance. So let's just think, when times are tough, when problems are multiplying, we have not been left alone. We have our Christ, and we want to remember that Christ is your shepherd. We're the sheep that don't know what to do, how to go, what to make of this. But he does. When worry attempts to wedge its way into your thoughts, remind yourself that Christ is your shepherd. He is taking care of you like a good shepherd. So you needn't be afraid of anything. Just come to Christ with all your weaknesses, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Rest in the comfort of his presence. You be the sheep that say, I've never been to this field before. I don't know what's around me, but I see the shepherd is sitting there ready to defend me, ready to give me proper food, and so on. A second verse, Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. You know, a lot of times people try to cheer us up by saying, well, anything's possible. Here is God saying, with God nothing shall be impossible. The idea, and he was actually talking about salvation here, where you think that person's so lost he can never be saved, but nothing's impossible with God. They certainly thought that of Saul of Tarsus, right? So remember that in your difficult situation, literally, nothing is impossible with him. So take that crowbar of faith, pry your mind away from your problems so that you can focus your attention on him. And then the third passage is Ephesians 3:20 and 21. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church of Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. I love looking at this and breaking it apart. It says, unto him that is able to do what? Well, what if we said he could do all that we ask? That would be a lot. That would be like, you know, like the magic genie could do all that we ask. But it says ask or think. It goes beyond asking to even the desire that's built within us. Then he says, not only that, but he could do above all that we ask or think. But then he says he could do abundantly above. And then he says exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And I've just lost track. I mean, that's too much to even imagine, see. But it's like the child who says, could you do this for me? And you see that that's just a very little thing. It's all that he could think of. But you could do so much more. You could buy a new toy instead of fixing the broken one. You could, you know, whatever. This is God with a bigger mind, with a bigger understanding, saying yes to your essential question that you ask or thought, but doing so much more. Recall that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Instead of trying to direct God to do what you want, that's too limited. That's too restrictive. Seek to attune yourself to what he's already doing. Adjust your course to him. Rather than trying to maintain control over your life, abandon yourself to his will. You say, that sounds dangerous, scary. Well, this may feel frightening or even dangerous, but the safest place to be, period, is in his will. What if it's in the middle of the jungle where there's man-eating beasts, carnivorous plants, bugs? You're in the will of God. You're safer than sitting at your home.